I'm Matt Gillum. At least three University of Pennsylvania international students have had their visas revoked by the federal government. WHYY's Corey Sharber has more.
The students' immigration statuses were deactivated in the federal Student in Exchange Visitor Information System, according to Penn's International Student and Scholar Services. The university says the terminations are, quote, related to immigration status violations and not connected to the 2024 campus protest, saying ICE agents weren't present on campus in connection with these cases. Last week, Temple University announced a student's visa was revoked by U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and the student self-deported. Last month, Rubio said more than 300 student visas have been revoked at that point as the Trump administration ramps up policies against students who engaged in protests against the war in Gaza. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Pennsylvania's fire and emergency agencies are in a tough spot as costs keep going up and volunteer recruitment goes down. WHYY's Kenny Cooper reports a bipartisan group of local legislators are trying to fix it.
State Representatives Lisa Borowski of Delaware County and Greg Scott of Montgomery County announced Monday a new caucus dedicated to fixing issues facing emergency service providers. The caucus plans to introduce legislative actions to better fund these organizations, firefighters, and EMS personnel. Borowski and Scott are joining forces with Republicans Jill Cooper and Jim Rigby from Western Pennsylvania. Scott, who is also a volunteer firefighter, says without adequate financial support, Pennsylvania could risk losing some of these agencies. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.
Blustery out there on this Tuesday afternoon, 45 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. Those winds continuing for the afternoon and into the evening. And tonight, clear skies, cold temperatures. We're expecting the mercury to get down below freezing in the pre-dawn hours. Tomorrow, sunny again and cool, about 50 degrees the expected high on Wednesday.